Saudi Arabia on Sunday allowed an aid ship carrying some 5,500 tons of flour to dock in Yemen's Red Sea port of Hodeidah. This is the first shipment of food aid to be let in the country after Riyadh and its allies imposed a tight land, sea and air blockade on Yemen nearly 3 weeks ago. The coalition had also allowed 5 planes carrying humanitarian aid worker, vaccines and other medical supplies to land in the capital Sana'a a day earlier. But Yemeni officials say this amount of aid could hardly meet the needs of the country, where famine and infectious diseases are killing people by their dozens.
Targeting the country's seaports and airports has left a devastating humanitarian impact. Over 10,000 people have lost their lives because they were prevented from getting treatments outside the country.
UN officials say the food shipment could feed people in northern Yemen for a month, but Yemeni experts say the amount flour sent could only cover 3 days of the country's consumption at current levels. Political analyst Waddah al-Muwadda says the coalition's recent move to ease the blockade is an attempt by Saudi Arabia and its allies to ease some of the pressure they are under by the international community to end the siege.
It seems that Riyadh has taken the move in order to lessen the pressure by world community, but it is determined to continue the blockade. The UN says in 100 days Yemen will completely run out of food, so the situation is catastrophic.
Aid agencies are warning about the humanitarian situation of Yemen. The numbers are alarming. An estimated 17 million people, 60% of the total population, are food insecure, and around 20,000 children under the age of 5 join the ranks of the severely malnourished every month.
There are around 17 million people that are suffering from food insecurity. From them, 7 million are very close to famine. These 7 million, they eat one meal and they don't know when and where their next meal will come from. These 7 million depends completely on humanitarian aid. If humanitarian aid is not flowed into the country without any hindrance, these people will be threatened with death.
According to the UN figures, 20 million Yemenis are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance. Over 40 other aid ships are hovering off the coast of Yemen, waiting for Saudi permission to anchor in the besieged seaport of Al-Hudaydah.
Putting millions of Yemenis' lives at the mercy of Saudi Arabia amounts to war crimes. Yemenis accuse the UN of complicity in their plight due to its failure to pressurize Riyadh into ending its unlawful blockade and indiscriminate air strikes against Yemen, which take more lives on a daily basis. Mohammed Attab, Press TV, Sana'a.